Steve, now time for Ask
the CLO. I'm ready.
Oh, I know you're ready. This one is from Thea, who is an online listener. Thea says, I've been dating a great man for a year, and he's going through a divorce and fighting for custody for his 12-year-old daughter. I met his daughter, and we got along fine until recently. My boyfriend has tons of nude pictures of me in his phone, so I'm not sure why he let his daughter use his phone the other day. She scrolled through all of the pictures and didn't say a word to him, but went and told her mom about them. Now she is not allowed to see her dad. My boyfriend told me that I'm too risky to date right now, and the relationship is jeopardizing his custody battle. Should I fight for him or let his soon-to-be ex-wife win the fight?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Let me stop you right now. He's not getting custody of the girl. I don't know what he done told you. I don't know what you think this is about. But they do not take children from women who are fit mothers. Now, unless this woman is unfit, some medical reason, something wrong, they don't take children from their mother. He can get joint custody. He can get visitation. He not getting custody of the girl. And now that y'all got the naked videos.
Pictures. Yeah, on his phone.
You going to court yourself. Naked.
So should she fight for him, Steve? Or let
fight,
soon...
fight for him.
Soon how? To be ex-wife win the fight. Yeah.
I don't understand how his ex-wife is winning the fight. What is the fight that she's trying to accomplish? I don't understand.
Well, her boyfriend told her that she's too risky to date right now, and the relationship is jeopardizing the custody battle. Okay. So she wants to know, should she hang in there with him and fight for him, or just let it go and let the wife win?
No, the question is he going to fight for you?
Exactly. Mm.
This isn't your fight at all.
Exactly.
That's the only question. Is he going to fight for you? And he already told you, you're too damn risky. Mm-hmm. And what did the judge tell me on my talk show one time? Don't let a man have to tell you he don't want you twice.
Wow. Okay.
Next question.
Okay. All right, Lustful in Tampa.
Okay. Damn, Chloe.
I've been knowing my husband since I was 16. And we're both 39 now. He's the only man I've ever been with, but he's had two affairs since we've been married, and I forgave him. Sex with him is great, but I don't have anything to compare it to. I lust after other men, and I fantasize about having passionate sex with other men. I have a male friend that I've known as long as my husband, and he's willing to give me the experience I desire with no strings attached.
Wow.
He and my husband are friendly, but not close friends. The lust is taking over my body. Should I do him?
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're gone to me.
Uh-huh. She's out of control right now.
Boy, it sounds to me like she gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she gonna do it.
She gone. Now, are they married?
Yeah, it's her husband. She's known him since she was 16, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're 39 now.
Mm-hmm. Well, sound like she got her mind made up.
Yeah. Well,
I will say this, though.
He's had two affairs.
I'm just going to say this. I don't know. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know when the affairs were. That's none of my business. I'm just saying. There is always some other good sex.
It never came up short.
Because she says she has nothing to compare it to. She's known him since she was 16. Okay. Mm-hmm. But she took
I have some comparisons. Telling you right now, back in the day, there was always.
Mm-hmm. So should she do them? I guess.
What happens if she go over there and that's better? What happens then?
Mm-hmm. Well,
wow. It's going to be better.
Yeah. Shut up, Jay.
Jay ain't lying now. It's going to be better because it ain't nothing attached to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, you ain't got to talk about bills, kids, all this. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be better. But it's going to cost you something, though.
Yeah.
A lot.
Now, the question is, do you want to pay what that better costs?
Cost. Yeah.
And you're going to find out real quick, it ain't that good.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you took him back after he had two affairs.
It's going to be pretty good.
All right, CLO. Shut up, Jay Crazy. Over there,
it's going to be a point where it's damn delicious.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to cost you, though.
Yeah, you're going to be, can I take a bowl of that home? Because that's going to be real damn good.
Yeah. All right, Michael in Charlotte, CLO, says, I'm in my early 30s with a great job that has lots of traveling involved. I met a beautiful woman in February on a trip to Florida. We have had a long-distance relationship, but she only comes to visit me. I've never visited her. She told me she's a personal trainer, and she goes to bed early because she's got to get to the gym early. My boys met her and couldn't stop talking about how fine she is. One of my boys swears she's a stripper in Miami, and he said we should go see. I like this woman, so I want to know the truth. Should I ask her straight out? Should I ask her straight out or just show up at her job?
Ooh.
Show up. At what job?
At her
the
stripper
strip
job.
Club.
Yeah.
At the strip club.
Wait a minute.
Show up
if
while
you,
she's on the pole.
If she work at a strip job, why you got to go see if that's her?
Well,
you want to see all of them?
He doesn't believe it. His boys swear that she is. He doesn't know that for sure. He wants to go see to prove, you know, he needs proof, I guess.
I mean,
she
because
told
she's
him
in great shape don't mean she's a stripper. The majority of women I know that's in great shape ain't strippers.
Well, she told him she's a personal trainer, so.
Why would that not be? She got an IG page.
But if she at the strip club working.
You're not mad at that either, yeah. Nephew.
That's training.
Those ladies are acrobats, I tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Circus
skills.
Olay. Yeah.
They do. So,
but
Steve,
you can't get none of them to belong to you, though.
Well, some people do. Some people do.
Who?
It could happen.
I'm in love with a stripper.
I'm trying. I'm trying to get the show picked up now. You know, married to a stripper. So just hold tight. I'm showing you a bunch of.
Tommy, that
Valley.
Ain't no problem. You know,
ready to love stripper edition.
You might be married to a stripper, but she married to the pole.
Coming up next, the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.